Hello, Podlers. Today is the day that Taylor attempts to break a world record.
Here we go.
That's it, bang. Let's move on. Let's get straight into that one. Keep on going. That's really good.
Oh, this is peeling so quick.
This is really good, really good.
Come on, Taylor.
Get it all off. Yes. Okay.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's merch time. So, whether you want a bottle of Matt's hot sauce Clough or my sweet barbecue sauce Fountain of Youth, the choice is yours. You do need to turn Sauce Whisperer. So far, since we brought our sauces to the yard, four separate listeners have chosen Fountain of Youth. Eight have chosen Clough.
Yes.
And that hurts. That kind of hurts.
I've had people on Instagram asking me where you can buy it in the shops. Can I buy this somewhere? I've been searching all over the internet.
Is that what you did yesterday? You set up a stall.
You can't buy it. This money can't buy sauce.
The man tells no lies. If you want to have some Clough or Fountain of Youth, you need to win it here exclusively on the Breakfast Show. So what you need to do is listen to a clip from yesterday's show. There's a little sauce splodge all over it. Tell us what's missing. And this snippet comes from us discussing the times you called into a TV or radio show when you were a kid in order to ask a celebrity a question. And we had a brilliant text from an anonymous listener. Listen very carefully to this. Morning, Dave. Morning, team. When my partner was a kid, she phoned into a TV show and she got to ask Al Pacino a question. She chose to ask him... So, what did she ask Al Pacino live on TV? Is it A, is Keanu Reeves nice? Or B, will you please say hello to my little friend? So, A or B.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The sweet sound, smell, and in this case, taste of Breakfast Show merchandise. Hoping to win some is Christina. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hello, Christina. Hi. Christina is a social worker in Morecambe, loves a bit of the main station, and we love a bit of you, Christina. How lovely to have you on the show early doors. So I'm going to play you a little clip from yesterday's show. You tell us what's missing. Once again, this is when we were asking about the times you called into a TV or radio show as a kid and asked a celebrity a question, and this is what went down. Morning, Dave. Morning, team. When my partner was a kid, she phoned into a TV show and she got to ask Al Pacino a question. She chose to ask him. So, did she ask Al Pacino, is Keanu Reeves nice? Or, will you please say hello to my little friend? Christina?
Yes.
A or B?
Keanu.
It was Keanu. Off the back of that impression, you got to answer.
Yeah.
You can't let me mimic the voice of a small girl and then just leave me hanging, Christina. That's like live radio rule number one. You are absolutely right. She asked, is Keanu Reeves nice? So pleased for you, Christina. And now comes the big question. Oh, yes, indeed. Which sauce would you like to own? Fountain of Youth or Clough?
Fountain of Youth.
Yes, Christine, I knew it all along. Brilliant. What a fantastic caller and clearly a wonderful individual.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
A very exciting day here on The Breakfast Show because all things being well, in about 1 hour's time, that's what we're aiming for, Taylor is going to be here.
He's
11 years old. He's making his way down from York and he is coming to break a world record. How many easy peelers, how many of the Mandarin family can he peel in under 1 minute? Not only is Taylor going to be here with his mum, but also everybody from Guinness World Records is going to be here as well. I think it's going to be emotional.
Yes.
It's going to be intense. I also have every faith in Taylor. I think he's just going to do it straight away.
He's been
bang.
Practicing. He
first
should be
attempt,
fine.
No issues. Anyway, you can find out how Taylor's feeling, and we're all going to find out what's going to happen, as I say, in about 1 hour's time. But before that, Matt Dyson, let's look out to the wider world of social media, shall we?
Yes.
And ask what's going on out there.
Do you want to hear a drunk Jack Grealish singing a Natasha Bedingfield hit from the early noughties?
Yes, please.
Yes, okay, here he is.
Release your inhibition, feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. I mean, you can let it.
Lovely, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Lovely rendition. He's in a hotel bar in the early hours of the morning, of course. He comes back in at the end.
The rest is still unwritten.
You know, if you'd given me a million guesses at which pop song would soundtrack a historic fourth Premier League win for Manchester City.
Bizarre,
Bedingfield wouldn't have been in the list.
But Bedingfield's
but
back
good
in
for it. Everyone.
She's
well
back
done.
In a big way. That song is all over TikTok. That's why it's had a resurgence. My children know
all the
lyrics.
It's the murder on the dance floor of this year.
It is pretty much. Okay. Yeah, it's back in a massive way, and that's why Grealish was singing it.
Of course, we remember it the first time.
Sadly, we do, don't we, Dave? You were what about five?
Yeah, I remember it the first time around. Let's move on.
And then. The other story for you this morning is a lovely little clip from a guy in Swindon.
Okay.
A content creator called Rob Colfor was out doing some vox pops on the streets of Swindon, asking people what their favourite thing about Swindon was.
Yeah.
And this guy, the first guy he came to was this guy with walking along the street in like a sort of tweed suit with a big stick, like he was going on a hike.
He had whimsy, didn't he?
Yes, he looked like an interesting character. And he asked him the question, and this was his response.
Tell us your favourite thing about Swindon.
I couldn't think of anything good about Swindon.
Oh, he's so delighted with it, isn't he? He can't think of anything good about Swindon.
At least he gave it some thought as well, the pause. Yeah, he's really thinking about it, like, you know.
No, nothing.
So therefore, I think the one song question is born. That guy struggled when it came to Swindon. Yeah. But can you out there wow us with a brief, has to be brief, wow us with a brief fact about your hometown?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So, after a gentleman in the street who was seemingly cosplaying Toad of Toad Hall couldn't think of anything interesting to say about Swindon, we've asked you to wow us with a brief fact about your hometown. Anagiri, let's start with you, shall we? What do you got for us? Wow us.
So, Rupert Holmes, who's the writer and singer of the Pina Colada song.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That song is from my hometown. If you
like this is from your hometown.
Yes! And we have an annual Pina Colada festival every
really?
Year.
In Northwich?
In Northwich.
Northwich. The Pina Colada is from Northwich.
Yeah, that's why the song's called Escape, because you leave Northwich.
Oh, well, bravo. This is in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. This is massive.
I mean, he did move to America at the age of 6, but we ignore him.
Oh, I love that. Is the statue of him in the town square him as a child just before he got on the plane to LA? That's amazing. Okay, Dave, I live in a little town called Colney. Colney? Colne?
Colne.
Colne.
Lancashire.
Okay, geography brother. Colne, and it's famous for a man called Wallace Hartley. He was in the band on the Titanic who kept playing whilst it sank.
Amazing. Oh, such dignity, wasn't it? Yeah.
That's Craig from Colne, who loves the show.
And they played the Pina Colada song as well. That's what we did. It's been a privilege playing with you, gentlemen.
Surely there's enough room on the door. Come on, Kate, budge up, will you? morning! John Travolta was photographed shopping for bread at Al Morrison's in Fakenham.
Oh,
that's from
amazing.
Mark from Norfolk. That's nice. My home city of Wolverhampton was the first place in the UK to have automated traffic lights.
Oh.
I wonder if it was just like the temporary ones before with someone with a sign saying go and stop. Yeah. I wonder what's going on. Chertsey Town Cricket Club invented the third stump for cricket. Ooh. Before this, there were only two. Scotty from Sparks. Amazing. Oh, Scotty the Sparks, not from Sparks. It's nice to have the Sparks boys listen to the show every morning. Big fan of yours as well. So I wonder if the stumps were far apart and the ball was going through the middle or whether
they... was the hardest game in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going on. Enfield has the first cash point ever. It's gold and it's in the Market Square attached to a Barclays. That's from Peter Grayston. Morning, Dave. Morning team. I live in a town called Melton Mulberry, Leicestershire, where the term paint the town red.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Today, the one song question was, can you wow us with a brief fact about your hometown? My hometown is allegedly home to the world's shortest pier, says Ted in Burnham-on-Sea. Yeah. Matt, you've been doing some research, geography brother.
Yeah, Burnham-on-Sea in Somerset. I've looked at images of the pier and it's pathetically short. There's no point having it.
Yeah, but it's still great, isn't it? I love a pier. Love a pier. Lincoln Cathedral was once the tallest building in all the world, Dave. It superseded the Great Pyramid of Giza until its spire blew off. Jack. I'll take your pina colada, Anna Geary, and raise you Waltzing Matilda. Waltzing Matilda. Written by Thomas Bolch from my hometown of Shildon in County Durham.
Well, I know.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's from Port. I know, I prefer pina colada. 100%. My hometown has the world's only rotating boat lift that connects the Forth and Clyde Canal with the Union Canal. Oh, it also has two horse statues, which are the largest equine statues in all the world. Kevin from Falkirk.
Big up Falkirk.
William says the only thing I know about my hometown of Bracknell is that the first scene of the Harry Potter film was recorded here. It's like when all the owls descended. There we go. No.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, this morning, as part of 10 weeks of tickets here on Absolute Radio, we have your chance to see Green Day live as we play our new favourite game, Dial Emma. We're going to call someone named Emma... Or are they? And you will have 20 seconds to ask as many questions as you can to decide if we really did Dial Emma. This is because Green Day's single is called Dilemma. Mm-hmm. That's why we're doing this. Andy, are you ready to play?
Hey, Dave. Yes, I am.
Okay, my friend. It's great having you on the show. You're in the cafe at the moment, Andy.
I am, yeah.
You're having breakfast or do you work there?
No, I work there.
You work there. What's popular on your menu at the moment, Andy?
Breakfast, I think.
Great, okay. Is that what it says above the counter? Breakfast! I'll have one of those, please. Andy listens on the main station, so it's great having you on the show. So shortly, we're going to call somebody. We're going to dial Emma. You'll have 20 seconds to ask the person as many questions as you like. You can ask them anything you want to establish whether they are a real Emma or not. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Here we go. Who's that on line two?
Good morning, it's Emma.
Oh, hello, Emma. Andy, this is Emma, maybe. Emma, this is Andy.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Andy.
Okay.
How are you doing?
Andy, good. Andy, whoa, back. Back off, my friend, back off. I've not started the timer yet, okay? Trying to get a little bit of bonus question in there. I don't like it, Andy, I don't like it one little bit. Your 20 seconds starts now.
Where are you from, Emma?
I'm from Sweden.
From Sweden. At school, did you have a nickname?
I was called M.
M. Did your mum and dad call you M or Emma?
Both. Emma when they were angry at me.
Your time's up! Okay, Andy. If you get this wrong, the tickets are going to roll over to tomorrow's show. My big question to you is, yes or no, did we dial Emma?
Yes, I think we did.
I can tell you, we did not dial Emma. I'm so sorry, Andy. The tickets are going to roll over to tomorrow's show. Emma, please identify yourself.
Hi, I'm Nina.
This is Nina, one of the amazing music team here at Bauer Media. Nina, thank you for your time. And once again, I'm really sorry I spilled some red wine on your trousers that time after the staff meeting. We'll speak to you real soon. So kind of you to take the time to come on air. Andy, really sorry it didn't work out this time. Have a great day and thanks for tuning in.
Cheers, thank you.
Cheers, Andy.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where real music matters. But this morning, only one thing really matters, and that thing is this.
Dave Berry presents Kids World Records.
Yes, over the last month, we have been on the hunt for a world record breaker. But not just any world record breaker, no, a kid world record breaker. Please welcome to the studio for the very first time. It is the chosen one, the golden child, an 11-year-old boy from York. Taylor's here, everyone! Yes, Taylor!
Come on, Taylor.
Hello.
You've got this.
How are you?
I'm good.
It's great meeting you in person. What do you think of the studios?
Nice, very nice.
Yeah, lovely. And opposite, Taylor, also joining us in the studio for the first time, adjudicator extraordinaire, a person who has tasted the world's largest fish stew from Guinness World Records. It's Mark McKinley,
yes!
Everyone!
Come on, Mark. No, no, no. You've got this.
Well, firstly, Mark, how is it to meet Taylor? And in your years of experience, can you tell if someone's got it in them, if they've got what it takes to break a world record? They come in all different shapes and sizes, literally.
Well, I've had the pleasure of adjudicating such luminaries as Cristiano Ronaldo, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and I think seeing Taylor this morning, I think he definitely measures up.
Wow.
Well, how many tangerines did Ronaldo peel? okay, so, guys, what we're about to do is a world record created by a listener named Richard. It's fully bespoke, and it's how many mandarins from the Easy Peeler family can be peeled in 60 seconds. Now, you're here to smash that record. So I have to ask you, now we're here, we are moments away from doing it. How are you feeling?
The nervous afternoon's kicking.
Okay, does it feel real now?
Yeah, it feels real world.
Okay, it does feel real world. Mark, would you take us through the criteria for this morning's world record attempt, just so everyone's clear as what's going on?
Yep, so in order to attempt this record, you need to line up as many mandarins as you feel that you would need. Again, it can be any of the Easy Peeler family, so Satsuma, Mandarin, the choice is up to Taylor. Mm-hmm. When the timer starts, he must begin to peel them. The peel must come off completely with the mandarin remaining whole. And in order to achieve the record, he needs to do at least 4 in 1 minute.
Okay. Oh, Taylor just put his hand to his head. He's rubbing his hands together. So the peel has to come off completely and the fruit must remain intact. So you can't have a little nibble halfway through the world record is what Mark's saying. Okay, wait right there, everybody, because coming up after this, Taylor, I have one of the Easy Peeler family with me. We're going to give you one last practiced attempt before you go for the world record. You up for it? It's coming next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. Dave Berry presents Kids World Records.
Good morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where Taylor is in the studio. He's about to attempt to break a world record. We thought we'd give him one last try, one last practice before the pressure is really on. So, my friend, there you go.
Thank you.
From me to you as a gift. Okay, are you ready to do it? Your last chance? You're going to roll it around a little bit? Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Softening the peel. Good, good. Okay. Let's peel that little bad boy.
Straight in with his teeth.
Oh, he's just discarding the peel willy-nilly.
It's off. It's off. Okay. Now, Mark, does that count?
That would count, yes.
Because it had separated.
Yeah. So it separated, but it hasn't been brought. It has been broken completely. So what we're looking for is it to remain mainly intact, but not being torn completely apart.
Okay.
Yes.
I was really nervous for you. Look at the hype beast Womble. He's clutching his pearls. Yeah. He's so nervous.
And the teeth thing is okay. That's all above board, yeah?
So the rules are listed. Yeah. Taylor has read the rules and he has interpreted them in his own way.
In his own unique way. Yeah, great.
Yeah. Mark's basically saying, what's this got to do with you, mate? Before we go through to the State of the Art TV studio and attempt to break a world record, one last question for you, Mark. Adjudicated to the stars, you know, you've done it for The Rock, you've done it for Ronaldo. Can I please try on the jacket? Please, please, can I try on the jacket now? Please.
I'm afraid please, I will please. Have to say no.
Please let me try on the jacket.
No, we don't Mark, allow anyone to wear the
has
jacket.
Has anyone ever tried on the jacket?
I have allowed one person to try this jacket on, and it was...
Who are they? I'll get them. I'll
it
get
was
them.
A young boy who, oh, sorry. Who actually... No.
Don't worry, Taylor, I'm not like that. It's fine.
Yeah, it was a young boy who actually dressed up as me for World Book Day. And he came to visit us and we let him try on the blazer. Oh,
well, that's nice and that's heartwarming, but can I try on the jacket?
No,
can I try?
Wow. Definitely.
What about if I dress as you for next World Book Day? Can I try on the jacket then?
We'll talk then.
Right, okay. The officiator is not taking the jacket off. Mark is in the zone. It's game face time. Taylor?
Yep.
Let's break a world record, shall we?
Come on!
Yeah!
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. We are coming to you live from our brand new TV studios. As the nation stops, it takes a beat, it pauses, it breathes in, and it wishes an 11-year-old boy from York the best of luck in breaking a world record. Now, the minimum requirement, as dictated by our new friends at Guinness World Records, is 4 mandarins in 1 minute, and we have a record breaker on our hands. Now, I hope he doesn't mind me saying this, but Taylor has spent the duration of that last song rearranging the order of the easy peelers on the table in front of him.
Yeah.
How many are there, Taylor?
30.
Feeling confident, I see. That's nice. 30. We know you can do it, man. It's been really great getting to know you on The Breakfast Show throughout this journey. But the time has come for you to be a record breaker as we hand over to our adjudicator extraordinaire, Mark McKinley. Mark, it's all yours.
This is an official Guinness World Records attempt. For the record, 3, 2, 1, go.
Come on, Taylor. Is it Taylor? The teeth are in.
He gave up on the first one.
Yeah, he abandoned the
first
one.
He moved on, which is
one.
Fine. That's all above board.
Get your fingers in there, Taylor. That's
yes,
it.
Here we go. Oh, he's giving it a good squeeze.
He's giving it a good squeeze.
Will it remain intact? He's moving on.
Okay, he's has to move on to another one.
These are very soft.
He's let
soft.
That go as well.
They're very soft, this fruit.
Okay, we've moved on to the fourth. This is looking more promising.
Yes, there we go.
The teeth are in again.
30 seconds gone.
He's got the action going.
Okay. We have one.
One down. Yes, the teeth really coming into play now.
He's abandoned yet another easy peeler.
10,
second in quick
9,
succession.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, time.
Okay, Mark has called time. That's the first 60 seconds over. You have 2 attempts remaining. Taylor, tell us how you're feeling right now. Tell us what went wrong on the first attempt.
I think that the oranges were too soft, so I kept accidentally biting into the actual fruit and I...
Yes.
Okay, would the biting into the fruit have made a difference, Mark? Would we have...
We wouldn't allow the fruit to be eaten throughout the attempt, so yeah, that would have counted against him.
Okay, so you did the right thing in abandoning them and then moving on to the next one, Taylor. Gather yourself. You're doing really well, man. Okay, move all that out of the way. Fresh beginnings. Fresh fruit. Okay, Mark, it's over to you.
You ready? For the record, 3, 2, 1, go.
It's a solid start. It's remaining intact. Oh no, you bit a segment.
Come on, Taylor.
Yes. This looks like a good one.
30 seconds gone.
Yes.
So you're on time, that's good. That's good. Keep going, Taylor.
Yes, this is a good one.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Come on, Taylor.
5.
That's it.
4,
that's it, man.
3,
that's it.
That's 2.
It. Get it all off.
1.
Get it all off.
Time.
Okay. We're going to let Taylor gather his thoughts ahead of his final attempt at this world record. This is the Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where we are currently hoping, in fact, everybody listening right now is willing Taylor to break the world record for peeling the highest number of mandarins in 1 minute, more than anybody has before. Now, the rules state you're allowed 3 attempts, and you've had 2, so this is your last shot of glory, Taylor. We spent a bit of time, we've cleaned off the table, we've got you the mandarins you think are best suited to this, and more importantly than any of that, and I just want to say this again, we're all behind you, my friend.
Yes.
You've done really well. If this doesn't work out, you may not have won a world record, but you have captured the hearts of the nation.
Yes.
And that comes from someone who's done it many times before. Sharp. Okay. Taylor, are you ready? Mark, for the final time, it's over to you.
For the record, 3, 2, 1, go.
Yes, it's staying intact.
That's it. Keep it going.
That's so looking fun. Good. The juice is flying. The peel is
that's
coming
it,
off.
Here we that's go. That's it, bang. Let's down. Move on. Let's get straight into that one. Keep on going. That's really good.
Oh, this is peeling so quickly.
This is really good, one. Really good.
Come on, Taylor.
Get it all off.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, you're going to need to go back to the first one. There's a bit of peel on there. Get that off.
Yes,
now move on to the third one. Quickly, here we go.
30 seconds gone.
That's it. Come on, you can do this. You're doing really great, Taylor. Come on, man.
You've just smashed your satsumas.
This is it. Here we go.
Smash the satsumas. Come on.
Here we go. He's a one.
Yes, look at
boy, tie-dye t-shirt wearing peeling machine. Okay, here we go. Come on. This is it. Okay,
10. 9.
Come on, Taylor.
7.
Come on.
5.
Come on, you got this. Get it off.
1.
Okay, stop. I don't want to speak too soon because it's not my place, and I don't want to get you excited, Taylor, because that would just be a cruel thing to do. We're going to take a minute. Mark needs to do his adjudicating best. It is a Guinness World Record. We need to make sure this is all official. I think it looks good, but as I say, I don't want to say. We're going to take a beat. We'll be right back where hopefully Taylor has done it. But as I say, man, we're proud of you. Proud of you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome back to The Breakfast Show on your Tuesday morning, where Taylor, 11 years old, just to remind you, from York, has travelled down to our studios in London. I feel quite emotional. With his mum, Celine. Oh. He had 3 attempts at the world record. He needed to peel those mandarins. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I've worked in television and radio for many years, and often, and sometimes, everybody's guilty of it. You kind of cheat at these things a little bit just so that there's a feel-good factor as entertainment involved. But unfortunately for us, Guinness World Records are here, and they won't allow such things. I don't know if Taylor's done it. And it's not my... I mean, if it was up to me, and long-time listeners to the show will know, I'd be going, Taylor, you've done it! We'd all be jumping over each other, but I'm not allowed to do
not
that.
With the official adjudicator in town.
Yeah, the man who won't let me try on his blazer. That's the kind of character we're looking
that's
at
how here. Serious he is.
Taylor, the time has come to find out if you have a Guinness World Record.
So tense.
Okay. It's so close. I can see the table, and I don't know. I just don't know. Mark.
So, Taylor, as you know, you needed to meet all of the guidelines, and you needed to peel at least 4 mandarins within the minute. I've reviewed the fruit, and I can tell you that it does meet the criteria of the record. So that means congratulations, you're a Guinness World Record title holder.
Put it there, man. Well done.
Give it up for the champion, everyone.
Thank you, Mark. Go and give your mum a hug. Okay. It's certificate time. Celine, thank you so much for being brilliant on The Breakfast Show and introducing us to your boy. Your record-breaking lad, may I add. Mark, do the honours.
Taylor, on behalf of Guinness World Records, it gives me great pleasure to announce that you are officially amazing. Congratulations.
Oh,
well done.
Give it up. So it has been an incredible journey. About a month ago, we wanted to find a kid to break a world record. And thanks to Taylor, that's exactly what we have managed to do. So thank you so much for all your time, your commitment and your dedication to getting this done. As I say, give it up one more time for Taylor. What a star. Thank you, Taylor.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Dave Berry presents Kids World Records.
It is Tuesday morning. If you're just joining us here on The Breakfast Show, well, where have you been? I needed you.
What a tense hour that was.
I feel
was.
So emotional.
you were genuinely in tears.
I was genuinely in tears.
I wasn't expecting to get so caught up in it all.
No, neither was I, because effectively it's like a young lad I've never met before peeling a Satsuma. I mean,
it seems mad.
That's what it is.
But it was tense.
You know, I think it's because he's like the same age as my niece, Alice.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was my sister's daughter. She was the first, like, you know, kid in our family for ages, you know. Yeah. And just the thought of her doing that and, like, to see his little face and like, the bravery. Because 2 attempts, you're thinking, it's just all the parental instincts just come flooding out. And then for him to do it, it was just so lovely for him and his family. He's going off now he's going over to Leicester Square to get a big burger.
Oh, what a day.
I said to Celine, he's allowed to order anything he likes off the menu, and she completely agreed. But what a lovely guy, what a lovely kid as well.
Oh, such a hero. Can't get enough of it.
You can see the whole thing for yourselves on the Absolute Radio socials. I'll also post it out on mine, Dave_Berry_.
He's so proud of his certificate, isn't it? It's lovely to see. People are stopping him asking
Sturge.
For pictures.
Claire Sturges said, can I stop you and have a picture? He's become an instant celebrity.
Oh, he's amazing.
Which is so lovely. But no, thank you once again to Taylor and our friends at Guinness World Records for making all of that possible. They're a scary bunch, but they're lovely. Really wildly lovely beneath it all. As I say, go check it out on the socials, or of course the whole thing will live on in the brand new edition of the podcast, which will be out in about 45 minutes' time. Whew.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that's it from the Tuesday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. And what a truly incredible thing this was to be part of.
High drama involving easy peeler fruit.
Yes. I was literally crying a boy peeling a mandarin.
Never seen you so caught up in anything in my life. It was stressful, so though. It was stressful.
Yeah, congratulations once again to Taylor. Thank you to our newfound friends at Guinness World Records. And, of course, you can see the whole thing for yourself. It's available on the Absolute Radio socials, and I'll post it on mine as well. Dave_Berry_. Give us a follow and check it out. I don't think we'll do a podcast naming ceremony today, Matt.
No.
If you're happy, I think we go with Boy versus Satsuma, the day of the world record attempt.
Yes, has to be.
Let's do that. Right, up next, Leona's going to be here, thank goodness. We can call it a day. It's been an emotional ride. She's got the tea break trivia and the details you need to enter £1 million Make Me a Winner, which is worth £170,000. We are going to be back with you tomorrow morning from 6am. Stay safe. Stay entertained. Congratulations once again to the wonderful Taylor. Arrivederci.